I'm visiting from Krishna book.
The car looks like gentleman.
Chaitanya Bihar, huh? Vrindavan.
Car looks green. अभी शादी चल रहा है, रोज शादी घूम घूम में शादी शादी का मौसम, विंटर मीन शादी का मौसम.
The Brahmana, feeling great obligation to Krishna, thought, I pray to have the friendship of Lord Krishna and to engage in his service and to surrender fully unto him in love and affection, life after life. I do not want any opulence. I only desire not to forget his service. I simply wish to be associated with his pure devotees. May my mind and activities be always engaged in his service. The unborn Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, knows that many great personalities have fallen from their positions because of extravagant opulence. Mm. Therefore, even when his devotee asks for some opulence from him, the Lord sometimes does not give it. He is very cautious about his devotees because a devotee in an immature position of devotional service may, if offered great opulence, fall from his position. This is another manifestation of the causeless mercy of the Lord upon his devotees. This is another manifestation of the causeless mercy of the Lord upon his devotee. His first interest is that the devotee may not fall. He is exactly like a well-wishing father who does not give him much wealth in. Give much wealth into the hands of his immature son, but who, when the son is grown up and knows how to spend money, gives him the whole treasury house. The learned Brahmana thus concluded that whatever opulences he had received from the Lord should not be used for his extravagant sense gratification, but for the service of the Lord. The Brahmana accepted his newly acquired opulence, but he did not do so in the spirit of renunciation. But he did so in a spirit of renunciation, unattached to sense gratification, and thus he lived very peacefully with his wife, enjoying all the facilities of opulences as prasadam of the Lord. He enjoyed varieties of foodstuffs by offering it to the Lord and then taking it as a prasadam. Similarly, if by the grace of the Lord we get such opulences as material wealth, fame, power of the Lord, and must be used for his service, not for our sense enjoyment, the learned Brahmana remained in that position, and instead of deteriorating due to great opulence, his love and affection for Lord Krishna increased day by day. Material opulence to the purpose for which it is used, if the opulence is used for sense gratification, it is the cause of degradation. And if it is used for service of Lord Krishna, if it is used for the service of the Lord, it is the cause of elevation. It is evident from Lord Krishna's dealings with Sudama Vipra that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very, very pleased with a person who is possessed of Brahmanical qualities. A qualified Brahmana like Sudama.
Can you read that again, that sentence? Brahmanical qualities.
It is evident. From Lord Krishna's dealing with Sudama Vipra, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead
is very, very pleased
with a person who is possessed of Brahmanical qualities. A qualified Brahmana like Sudama Vipra is naturally a devotee of the Lord Krishna. Therefore, it is said, Brahmano Vaishnavaha. A Brahman is a Vaishnava. Or sometimes it is said, Brahmana Pandita. Pandita means a highly learned person. A Brahmana cannot be a Pandit. A Brahmana cannot be foolish or uneducated. Therefore, there are two divisions of Brahmanas, namely Vaishnavas and the Panditas. Those who are simply learned are Panditas but not yet devotees of Lord Krishna or Vaishnavas.
Anybody can tell one story regarding this?
Yes, Raman Patni.
Raman Patni. Okay.
Those who are simply learned are Panditas, are Pandits, but not yet devotees of the Lord or Vaishnavas. Lord Krishna is not especially pleased with them. Simply the qualification of being a learned Brahmana is not sufficient to attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And that thing has no faith. He read book of scripture, passing through eye of the needle, elephant. Koblad. Koblad is bhakta chanting Hare Krishna, other guy. Knows all scripture, don't believe. Cannot come back. Know that story. You guys know the story?
Yes.
Who God used to say? Go ahead. Getting cold. It will become dark. Will go back.
A Brahmana must not only be well qualified according to the requirements stated in scriptures such as Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but at the same time he must be a devotee of Lord Krishna. The vivid example is Sudama Vipra. He was a qualified Brahmana unattached to all sorts of material sense enjoyment and at the same time a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of all sacrifices and penances, is very fond of Brahmana like Sudama.
Anybody in my room? In our room?
Anything?
But I am thinking if I do, I have got everything ready. And I get one set top piece and this, I can do arati evening time. Even there may be there. Okay. Say top piece after India. I mean Ripur Kutta China. Silk watch, Southern couple watch. Silk any as a house, silk is pure home. It's pure, but I'm too. এখানে কোনো যাচ্ছি বাইরে দিচ্ছে
ঢুকে
ডান দিকে ফ্রিজটা আছে যদি ঢোকার মতো ডান দিকে ফ্রিজ আছে কোনাটা ওইখানে একটা চেয়ার আছে এসে বসে আমি খাই ওই চেয়ারটা
হ্যাঁ
ঠিক
হ্যাঁ
doesn't matter, it's not so cool.
চাদর বসে হ্যাঁ রুম মে বিস্তার মে রাখা হুয়া হ্যায় রুমাল প্রেস কিয়া হুয়া কাপড়ে উসমে সে এক মোটা চাদর লেকে আসে
তার মানে একটা এমনি ধুতি নিয়ে আসতে
হয় ধুতি ধুতি চাদর धोती उतरी और शर्ट का दो सेट है उसमें से एक धोती लेके आ जाए
He was a qualified brahmana and attached to all sorts of material sense enjoyment and at the same time a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of all sacrifices and penances, is very fond of brahmana like Sudama Vipra. And we have seen by the actual behavior of Lord Krishna how much he adores such a Brahmana. Therefore, the ideal stage of human perfection is to become a Brahmana Vaishnava like Sudama Vipra. Sudama Vipra realized that although Lord Krishna is unconquerable, he nevertheless agrees to be conquered by his devotees. He realized how kind Lord Krishna was to him. And he was always in trance, constantly thinking thinking of Krishna. By such constant association with Lord Krishna, whatever darkness of material contamination was remaining within his heart was completely cleared away, and very shortly he was transferred to the spiritual kingdom, which is the goal of all heaven, all saintly persons in the perfectional stage of life. Sukadeva Goswami had stated that All persons who hear this history of history of Sudama Vipra and Lord Krishna will know how affectionate Lord Krishna is to the Brahmana devotees like Sudama. Therefore, anyone who hears this history gradually becomes as qualified as Sudama Vipra, and he is thus transferred to the spiritual kingdom of Lord Krishna.
Very nice. Maybe concluding thing again, is it? No. Please listen, this is important, this is the bottom line. The whole
Shukadev Goswami has stated that all persons who hear the history of Sudama Vipra and Lord Krishna will know how affectionate Lord Krishna is to the Brahmana devotees like Sudama. Therefore, anyone who hears this history gradually becomes as qualified as Brahmana Sutapa. Sudama Vipra. Therefore, anyone who hears this history gradually becomes as qualified as Sudama Vipra, and he is thus transferred to the spiritual kingdom of Lord Krishna.
Next one, you want to read? How many pages? 565 to 74. And 10 pages nearly. Huh? How long it will take?
Half an hour.
Then there's something there, Krishna is saying something. Sacrifices self performed by Vasudeva. There Krishna is advising something. Krishna's instruction very good. Very nice. Maybe you did that? This one? Yeah. It's okay. You have got something to do.
Among the women present at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse were Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, and the queens of many other kings, as well as the gopis from Vrindavan. When the different queens of Lord Krishna were submitting their statements as to how they were married and accepted by Lord Krishna as his wives, all the female members of the Kuru dynasty were struck with wonder. They were filled with admiration at how all the queens of Krishna were attached to him with love and affection. When they heard about the queen's intensity of love and affection for Krishna, they could not check their eyes from filling up with tears. While the women were engaged in conversation among themselves, and the men were similarly engaged in conversation, there arrived almost all the important sages and ascetics from all directions who had come for the purpose of seeing Lord Krishna and Balaram. Chief among the sages were Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, the great sage Narad, Shivan, Devala, Asit, Vishwamitra, Satananda, Bharadwaj, Gautam, and Lord Parshuram, along with his disciples Vasishth, Galava, Bhrigu, Pulastya, Kashyapa, Atri, Markandeya, Brihaspati, Dvita, Trita, Ekata, and the four Kumara sons of Brahma, Sanak,
Sanandana, Sanatana and Sanat Kumar, Angira and Agastya, Yajnavalka and Bhamadeva.
So, everybody is hearing? Everything? Please tell each of you one name of this age. Quick.
Devala Asista.
Is that right? Yeah, tell. Quick. Don't tell same thing.
Jagvalka.
Jagvalka.
Javanani.
Sanatan.
Parshuram.
Hey, Chavan is there?
Yeah, Chavan is there.
Agastya.
Krishna Devan Bas was there? Yeah. Janardhan, Bhigu.
Markandeya.
Yashpati was there?
No.
Markandeya was there?
Disciple of disciple.
Many sages were there. Vasishtha was there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, most of you are right. You have to listen. Okay. Listen.
As soon as the sages and ascetics arrived, all the kings, including Maharaj Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, and Lord Krishna and Balaram, immediately got up from their seats and offered their respects by bowing down to the universally respected sages. After this, the sages were properly welcomed by being offered seats and water for washing their feet. Perishable fruits, garlands of flowers, incense and sandalwood pulp were presented, and all the kings led by Krishna and Balaram worshipped the sages according to the Vedic rules and regulations. When all the sages were comfortably seated, Lord Krishna, who descended for the protection of religion, began to address them on behalf of all the kings. When Krishna began to speak, all became silent, being eager to hear and understand welcoming words to the sages.
Every word, every sentence is important. As God is saying. Okay, what Krishna said?
Lord Krishna spoke thus, "All glories to the assembled sages and ascetics. Today, we are all feeling that our lives have become successful. Today,
seeing sadhu is so important. Mahatpadava prajaya sarvam. Going to Tirtha, taking bath is not enough. Purpose is to see a sadhu. And how you see a sadhu, anybody can tell?
By
hearing. Then you, because you know, who is a sadhu. What is he saying? The example, you see, simple little bit, Prabhupada said, I had the association of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. What Prabhupada did? Simply association of Prabhupada. So many devotees did so many things, completely changed their life. Simply reading one line of Prabhupada's book, so many people came to Krishna consciousness. Simply one devotee brought somebody to the temple and had a taste of halwa, and he became halwa bhakta. Then actually Krishna bhakta. Right.
Today we have achieved the desired goal of life, because we are now seeing face to face all the exalted liberated sages and ascetics whom even the great demigods in the heavens desire to see. Persons who are neophytes in devotional service and who simply offer their respectful obeisances to the deity in the temple but cannot realize that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. And those who simply worship different demigods for fulfillment of their own lusty desires are unable to understand the importance of these sages. They cannot take advantage of receiving these sages by seeing them with their eyes, by touching their lotus feet, by inquiring about their welfare, or by diligently worshipping them. Neophyte devotees or religionists cannot understand the importance of great Mahatmas. They go to the temple as a matter of formality and pay their respectful obeisances unto the deity. When one is promoted to the next platform of trance consciousness, one can understand the importance of Mahatmas and devotees. And in that stage, the devotee tries to please them. Therefore, Lord Krishna said that the neophyte cannot understand the importance of great sages, devotees or ascetics. Krishna continued, "One cannot purify himself by travelling to holy places of pilgrimage and taking bath there, or by seeing the deities in the temples. But if one happens to meet a great devotee, a Mahatma, who is representative of the personality of Godhead, one becomes immediately purified. In order to become purified, there is injunction to worship the fire, the sun, the moon, the earth, the water, the air, the sky, and the mind. By worshipping all the elements and their predominating deities, one can become free from the influence of envy. But all the sins of an envious person can be nullified immediately simply by serving a great soul. My dear revered sages and respectable kings, you can take it from me that a person who accepts this material body made of three elements, mucus, bile and air, as his own self, who considers his family and relatives as his own, and who accepts material things as worshipable, or who visits holy places of pilgrimage just to take a bath there, but never associates with great personalities, sages and mahatmas, such a person, even in the form of a human being, is nothing but an animal like an ass. When the supreme authority, Lord Krishna was thus speaking with great gravity, all the sages and ascetics remained in dead silence. They became amazed upon hearing him speaking the absolute philosophy of life in such a concise way. Unless one is very much advanced in knowledge, one thinks his body to be his self, his family members to be his kith and kin, and the land of his birth to be worshipable. From this concept of life, the modern ideology of nationalism has sprung up. Lord Krishna condemned such ideas, and he also condemned persons who take the trouble to go to holy places of pilgrimage just to take a bath and come back without taking the opportunity to associate with the great devotees and mahatmas living there. Such persons are compared to the most foolish animal, the ass. All those who heard considered the speech of Lord Krishna for some time, and they concluded that Lord Krishna was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing the role of an ordinary human being who is forced to take a certain type of body as a result of the reactions of his past deeds. He was assuming the pastime as an ordinary human, simply to teach the people in general how they should live for perfection of the human mission.
Getting cold, huh?
Having concluded that Lord Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sages began to address him thus. Dear Lord, we, the leaders of human society,
big mosquito, Ramasi.
Jack is called for you.
I see.
I saw like
that. Seems like it is called dews fall like that. Seems like cold is coming down. Appears to. But what? Just put it.
Just lagad. What is it?
It's dark become, no? Dark places getting dark.
The sages began to address him thus. Dear Lord, we, the leaders of human society, are supposed to possess the proper philosophy of life. And yet we are becoming bewildered by the spell of your external energy.
Some touch.
We are surprised to see your behavior, which is just like that of an ordinary human being, and which conceals your real identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we therefore consider your pastimes to be all wonderful. Our dear Lord, by your own energy, you are creating, maintaining, and annihilating the whole cosmic manifestation of different names and forms. In the same way as the earth creates many forms of stones, trees and other varieties of names and forms and yet remains the same. Although you are creating varieties of manifestation through your energy, you are unaffected by all those actions. Our dear Lord, we remain simply stunned by seeing your wonderful actions. We remain simply stunned by seeing your wonderful actions. Although you are transcendental to this entire material creation and are the supreme Lord and the super soul of all living entities, you nevertheless appear on this earth by your internal potency to protect your devotees and destroy the miscreants. By such appearance, you re-establish the principles of eternal religion, which the human society forgets by long association with the material energy. Our dear Lord, you are the creator of the social orders and the spiritual statuses of the human society according to quality and work. And when these orders are misguided by unscrupulous persons, you appear and set them right. Dear Lord, the Vedic knowledge is the representation of your pure heart. Austerities, study of the Vedas, and meditative trances lead to different realizations of yourself in your manifested and non-manifested aspects. The entire phenomenal world is a manifestation of your impersonal energy, but you yourself, as the original personality of Godhead, are non-manifested there. You are the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Brahman. Persons who are situated in Brahmanical culture, therefore, can understand the truth about your transcendental form. Thus, you always hold the Brahmanas in respect, and thus you are considered to be the topmost of all followers of Brahmanical culture. You are therefore known as Brahmana Deva. Our dear Lord,
who can tell Brahmana Deva in a mantra? Loudly, everyone. Everybody knows now this mantra. The Krishna first sees the cows and the Brahmin. Brahmin qualified. So before becoming a Vaishnava, Prabhupada said, become a Brahmin can qualify. Before becoming a sannyasi, one must be Brahmin. Tilokmala, Kali Chela. Sahaja. Right. Question, comment. Some saintly person say, I gave you this, 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 don't change it. And you change it, you are not following, and then told others, Sahaja. Some saintly person say, like, don't change, everything will be finished. And he's worldwide trying to preach it. Got consciousness and fulfilling the desire of the Lord and to his prediction. Very powerful. So,
our dear Lord, you are the last word in good fortune and the last resort of all saintly persons. Therefore, we all consider that we have achieved the perfection of our life, education, austerity and acquisition of transcendental knowledge by meeting you. Factually, you are the ultimate goal of all transcendental achievements. Our dear Lord, there is no end to your unlimited knowledge. Your form is transcendental, eternally existing in full bliss and knowledge. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Soul, being covered. You are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Soul. Being covered by the spell of your internal potency, Yoga Maya, you are now temporarily concealing your unlimited potencies. But still, we can understand your exalted position, and therefore, all of us offer you our respectful obeisances. Dear Lord, you are enjoying your pastimes in the role of a human being. concealing your real character of transcendental opulence. Therefore, all the kings who are present here, even the members of the Yadu dynasty, who are constantly mingling with you, eating with you, and sitting with you, cannot understand that you are the original cause of all causes, the soul of everyone, the original cause of all creations. When a person dreams at night, hallucinatory figures created, hallucinatory figures created by the dream are accepted as real, and the imaginary dream body is accepted as one's real body. For the time being, one forgets that besides the body created in hallucination, there is another body, there is another real body in his awakened state. Similarly, in the awakened state also, the bewildered conditioned soul considers sense enjoyment to be real happiness.
Mm-hmm. His whole world is called hedonistic. Sense gratification is the be-all and end-all and enhancing everything. Feeling, it's called feeling.
By the process of enjoyment of the senses of the material body, the spirit soul is covered, and his consciousness becomes materially contaminated. It is due to material consciousness that one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. All great mystic yogis endeavor to revive their Krishna consciousness by mature practice of the yoga system, and thus understand your lotus feet and meditate upon your transcendental form. In this way, the accumulated result of sinful activities is counteracted. It is said that the water of the Ganges can vanquish volumes of a person's sinful actions, but the Ganges water is glorious only due to your lotus feet. The Ganges water is flowing as perspiration from the lotus feet of your lordship. And we are also fortunate that today we have been able to directly see your lotus feet. Dear Lord, we are all surrendered souls, devotees of your lordship. Therefore, please be kind and bestow your causeless mercy upon us. We know well that persons who have become liberated by constant engagement in your devotional service are no longer contaminated by the material modes of nature. Thus, they have become eligible to be promoted to the kingdom of God in the spiritual world. After first offering prayers to Lord Krishna, the assembled sages wanted to take permission from King Dhritarashtra and King Yudhishthira and then depart for their respective ashramas. At that time, however, Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna and the most celebrated of all pious men, approached the sages with great humility, offered his respects by falling down at their feet. Vasudev said, "My dear great sages, you are more respected than the demigods. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I wish that you will accept my one request, if you so desire. I shall consider it a great blessing if you kindly explain the supreme fruitive activity by which one can counteract the reactions of all other activities." The great sage Narada was the leader of all the sages present there. Therefore, he began to speak. "My dear sages," he said, "it is not very difficult to understand that because of his great goodness and simplicity, Vasudev, who has become the father of the Personality of Godhead by accepting Krishna as his son, is inclined to ask us about his welfare. It is said that familiarity breeds contempt. As such, Vasudev, having Krishna as his son, does not regard Krishna with awe and veneration. Sometimes it is seen that persons who are living on the bank of the Ganges do not consider the Ganges to be very important, and they go far away in order to take their bath at a place of pilgrimage. Being that Lord Krishna, whose knowledge is never second in any circumstances, is personally present, there is no need of Vasudeva's asking us for instruction. Lord Krishna is not affected by the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. His knowledge is never influenced by any agency beyond himself. He is not agitated by the interactions of the material qualities, which changes things in the modes of time. His transcendental form is full of knowledge, which never becomes agitated by ignorance, pride, attachment, envy, or sense enjoyment. His knowledge is never subjected to the laws of karma regarding pious or impious activities, nor is it influenced by the three modes of material energy. No one is greater than or equal to him, because he is the supreme authority, the personality of Godhead. The ordinary conditioned human being may think the conditioned soul, who is covered by his materialistic senses, mind and intelligence, to be equal to Krishna. But Lord Krishna is just like the sun, which although it sometimes may appear to be so, is never covered by the cloud, snow or fog or by other planets. When the eyes of less intelligent men are covered by such influences, they think the sun to be invisible. Similarly, persons influenced by the senses and addicted to material enjoyment cannot have a clear vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sages present then began to address Vasudeva in the presence of Lord Krishna, Balaram and many other kings, and as requested by him, they gave their instructions. To counteract the reactions of karma or desires impelling one to fruitive activities, one must execute the prescribed sacrifices which are meant for worshipping Lord Vishnu with faith and devotion. Lord Vishnu is the beneficiary of all results of all sacrificial performances. Great personalities and sages who are sufficiently experienced to possess vision of the three phases of time element, namely past, present and future, and those who are able to see everything clearly through the eyes of the revealed scriptures, have unanimously recommended that to purify the dust of material contamination accumulated in the heart and to clear the path of liberation and thereby achieve transcendental bliss, one must please Lord Vishnu. For everyone in the different social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, who are living as householders, this worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who is known as Purushottama, the original person, is recommended as the only auspicious path. All conditioned souls within this material world have deep-rooted desires to lord it over the resources of material nature. Everyone wants to accumulate riches. Everyone wants to enjoy life to the greatest extent. Everyone wants a wife, home, and children. And everyone wants to become happy in this world and be elevated to the heavenly planets in the next life. But these desires are the causes of one's material bondage. Therefore, to get liberation from this bondage, one has to sacrifice his honestly earned riches for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. The only process to counteract all sorts of material desires is to engage oneself in the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. In this way, a self-controlled person, even while remaining in householder life, should give up the three kinds of material desires, namely, desire for acquisition of material opulences, the enjoyment of wife and children, and elevation to higher planets. Eventually, he may give up householder life and accept the renounced order of life, engaging himself completely in devotional service of the Lord. Everyone, even if born in a higher status of life as Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, is certainly indebted to the demigods, to the sages, to the forefathers, to living entities and so on. And in order to liquidate all these debts, one has to perform sacrifices, study the Vedic literature and generate children in religious householder life. If somehow one accepts the renounced order of life without fulfilling this debt, certainly, he falls down from his position. Today, you have already liquidated your debts to your forefathers and sages. Now, by performing sacrifices, you can free yourself from indebtedness to the demigods and thus take complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Vasudev, certainly, you have already performed many pious activities in your previous lives. Otherwise, how could you be the father of Krishna and Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Saintly Vasudev, after hearing all the sages, offered his respectful obeisances unto their lotus feet. In this way, he was pleased. In this way, he pleased the sages, and then He elected for them to perform the yajñas. When the sages were elected as priests of the sacrifices, they also in turn induced Vasudev to collect the required paraphernalia for executing the yajñas in that place of pilgrimage. Thus, Vasudev was persuaded to start to perform the yajñas, and all the members of the Yadu dynasty took their baths, dressed themselves with very nicely, and decorated themselves beautifully, and garlanded themselves very nicely. Garlanded themselves with lotus flowers. Vasudeva's wives, dressed with nice garments and ornaments and golden necklaces, approached the arena of sacrifice, carrying in their hand the required articles to offer in the sacrifice. When everything was complete, there was heard the vibration of mridangas, conchs, kettle drums, and other musical instruments. Professional dancers, both male and female, began to dance. The Sutta and the Magadha, who were professional singers, began to offer prayers by singing. The Gandharvas and their wives, whose voices were very sweet, began to sing many auspicious songs. Vasudeva anointed his eyes with collyrium, smeared butter over his body.
What is collyrium?
It is old edition.
Kajal.
Please back a minute.
Smeared butter over his body and then along with his 18 wives, headed by Devaki, set before the priest to be purified by the Abhishek ceremony. All such ceremonies were observed strictly according to the stars. Vasudev, because of his being initiated for the sacrifice.
Everybody is listening?
Yes.
So Vasudev had how many wives? Who will tell? Raise hand. Janardhan.
Vasudev, because he was being initiated for the sacrifice, was dressed in deerskin. But all his wives were dressed with very nice saris, bangles, necklaces, ankle belts, earrings, and many other ornaments. Vasudev looked very beautiful, surrounded by his wives, exactly like the king of heaven when he performed such sacrifices. At that time, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, along with their wives, children, and relatives, sat down in that great sacrificial arena. It appeared that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present along with all his part and partial living entities and multi-energies. We have heard from the Shastras that Lord Krishna has multi-energies and part and partials. But now, in that sacrificial arena, all could actually experience how the Supreme Personality of Godhead eternally exists along with his different energies. At that time, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Narayana, and Lord Balaram appeared as Sankarsan, the reservoir of all living entities. Vasudev satisfied Lord Vishnu by performing different kinds of sacrifices, such as Jyotishtoma, Darsha, and Purnamash. Some of these yajñas are called Prakrita, and some of them are known as Saurashatra or Vaikrita. Thereafter, the other sacrifices known as Agnihotra were also performed, and the prescribed articles were offered in the proper way. In this way, Lord Vishnu became pleased. The ultimate purpose of offering oblations in sacrifice is to please Lord Vishnu. But in this age of Kali, it is very difficult to collect the different articles required for offering sacrifices. People have neither the means to collect the required paraphernalia nor the necessary knowledge or tendency to offer such sacrifices. Therefore, in this age of Kali, when people are mostly unfortunate, full of anxieties and disturbed by various kinds of calamities, the only sacrifice recommended is the performance of the Sankirtana Yajna. Worshipping Lord Chaitanya by his Sankirtana Yajna is the only recommended process of this age. After the performance of the different sacrifices, Vasudev offered ample riches, clothing, ornaments, cows, lands, and maid servants to the priest. Thereafter, all the wives of Vasudev took their abhavritha baths and performed the part of the sacrificial duties known as Patni Samyaja. After finishing the offering with all the required paraphernalia, they all took their baths together in the lakes constructed by Parshuram.
Brahma Sarovar.
Which are known as Ramahrida.
Is still called Ramrad? No.
Because
Ram,
there are,
because of Parshuram.
Because there are many lakes.
Many lakes.
Brahma Sarovar is the biggest. Next is this Parshuram Kunda. So many others are there.
They are from far away also some lakes?
Lakes means those are small, small kundas.
Yes.
Maybe not all of them are renovated.
Dujodhana was hiding on lake. That's still I heard. Yeah. Somewhere. How far from there?
Maybe not very far. Actually
15-20 kilometers
maximum.
15-20 kilometers?
Maximum
from you didn't see. Not that one, the crocs.
No.
Beyond that.
There is separate. There is I heard there is in another direction.
Okay.
After Vasudev and his wives took their baths, all the garments and ornaments which they wore were distributed to the subordinate persons who were engaged in singing, dancing and similar activities. We may note that the performance of sacrifice necessitates the profuse distribution of riches. Charity is offered to the priests and the brahmanas in the beginning, and used garments and ornaments are offered in charity to the subordinate assistants after the performance of the sacrifice. After offering the used articles to the singers and reciters, Vasudevs and his wives, dressed with new ornaments and dresses, fed everyone very sumptuously, beginning from the brahmanas down to the dogs. After this, all the friends, family members, wives and children of Vasudev, along with all the kings and the members of the Vidarbha, Kosala, Kuru, Kasi, Kekeya and Srinjaya dynasties assembled together. The priests, the demigods and people in general, the forefathers, the ghosts and the charanas were all sufficiently remunerated by
ghost.
By being offered ample gifts and respectful honor. Then,
oh, holy ghost.
Then all the persons assembled there took permissions from Lord Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune, and while glorifying the perfection of the sacrifice made by Vasudev, they departed to their respective homes. At that time, when King Dhritarashtra, Vidur, Yudhisthir, Bhim, Arjun, Bhishmadev, Dronacharya, Kunti, Nakul, Sahadev, Narada, Lord Vyasadev and many other relatives and kinsmen were about to part, they felt separation and therefore embraced each and every member of the Yadu dynasty with great feeling. Many others who were assembled in that sacrificial arena also departed. After this, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, along with King Ugrasen, satisfied the inhabitants of Vrindavana, headed by Maharaj Nanda and the cowherd men, by profusely offering all kinds of gifts in order to worship them and please them. Out of their great feelings of friendship, the inhabitants of Vrindavana remained there for a considerable time along with the members of the Yadu dynasty. After performing the sacrifice, Vasudev also felt so satisfied that there was no limit to his happiness. All the members of his family were with him, and in their presence he caught hold of the hands of Nanda Maharaj and addressed him thus: "My dear brother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has created a great tie of bondage which is known as the bondage of love and affection. I think it is a very difficult job for even the great sages and saintly persons to cut off such a tie of love. My dear brother, you have exhibited feelings of love for me which I was not able to return. I think therefore I am ungrateful. You have behaved exactly as is characteristic of saintly person, but I shall never be able to repay you. I have no means to repay you for your friendly dealings. Nevertheless, I am confident that our tie of love will never break. Our relationship of friendship must ever continue. In spite of my inability to repay you, I hope you will excuse me for this inability. My dear brother, in the beginning, due to my being imprisoned, I could never serve you as a friend And although at the present moment I am very opulent, because of my material prosperity, I have become blind. I therefore cannot satisfy you properly even at this time. My dear brother, you are so nice and gentle that you offer all respect to others, but you don't care for any respect for yourself. A person seeking for auspicious progress in life must not possess too much material opulence with which to become blind and puffed up, but he should take care of his friends and relatives. When Vasudeva was speaking to Nanda Maharaj in this way, he was influenced by a great feeling for the friendship of Nanda Maharaj and the beneficial activities executed by King Nanda on his behalf. As such, his eyes filled with tears and he began to cry. Desiring to please his friend Vasudeva and being affectionately bound with love for Lord Krishna, bound with love for Lord Krishna and Balaram, Nanda Maharaj passed 3 months in their association. At the end of this time, all the members of the Yadu dynasty tried to please the inhabitants of Vrindavan to their heart's content. The members of the Yadu dynasty tried to satisfy Nanda Maharaj and his associates by offering them clothing, ornaments and many other valuable articles, and they all became fully satisfied. Vasudev, Ugrasen, Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram, Uddhav and all other members of the Yadu dynasty presented their individual gifts to Nanda Maharaj and his associates. After Nanda Maharaj received these farewell presentations, he along with his associates started for Brajabhumi, Vrindavan. The minds of the inhabitants of Vrindavan remained, however, with Krishna and Balaram, and therefore all of them started for Vrindavan without their minds. When the members of the Vrishni family saw all their friends and visitors departing, they observed that the rainy season was approaching, and thus they decided to return to Dwaraka. They were fully satisfied, for they regarded Krishna as everything. When they returned to Dwaraka, they began with great satisfaction to describe the sacrifice performed by Vasudeva, their meeting with various friends and well-wishers, and various other incidences which occurred during their travels in places of pilgrimages.
Let us take breath and go to Arati.